Yeah, so this trip should be Swiss, our foolish lema for Chayarachal Ashlamas. So we are on Samach Beis Amid Beis. I'm a drop behind, but we'll have to start, I think, from Masiv Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. If you guys are a little bit behind that,
no, that's exactly
right. That's great. Okay, so we'll start from there. So this is, so we're gonna jump back to an opinion we saw the other day and try to see if it stems over here. So Masiv Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua HaPesach She'avra Shnaso, a Pesach that its year passed, meaning let's see what it says over here, Rashi She'avra Shnaso. Basically, the Pesach has to be within its first year. That's the halacha of our Karban Pesach. So if it's past that zman, v'shachato bizmano, but it was slaughtered bizman, so you do the shlita at the proper time, lishmo, and you did it lishmo. So a lot of things are right here, but it's an expired sheep, right? Past the expiration date, which is 1 year. V'chein hashochet achirim L'shem Pesach Bismano. And similarly, someone who shechts others, some other carbon, L'shem Pesach Bismano, also in its man. So right. So now we have both of these were like a little bit is off, right? So either you have it that it's an expired sheep, but it was slaughtered with the right kavana as a L'shem Karban Pesach in the zman. And the other case is where you have something done l'shem Pesach and bizman, but they are other karbanos, not l'shem. They're not Pesach karbanos. So Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yeshua is machshir in such a case. Tama bizmano. Now the reason. Meaning the reason that Rabbi Eliezer passels it, he says, is because of his man. Right? Even though the case was, it was, slaughtered bizman. Hashalo bizmano kosher. But if it wasn't slaughtered bizman, then it would be kosher. Right? Meaning this took place Erev Pesach. It was bizman. And that's why it's a problem. But if it wouldn't have been bizman, right, it would have been, lo bizmano, it would have been in Adar, let's say, or Iyar, so it would be kosher. Vamai, but why would that be? Name a hoil, ubizmano, so name a hoil, let's apply a hoil. What's the hoil? Ubizmano posel, shlobizmano nami posel. That, right, if it would be, it's posel bizman, but if it's not, so, and therefore, shalom bizmano nami posel. So even if it's not bizman, it should also be posel. It's saying, ho'il, since it could be, right, so it, since it could, right, if it's, let's say it was not in bizman, but you could have been in zman. So it should be posel even if it's lo bizman. Which is, it's almost like a funny ho'il, right? The way I heard my Rabbi, Rav Rasner explain it, the response over here is basically going to be saying, okay, like, you're taking the ho'il's too far. You can imagine, you can say ho'il, but, nothing, if you want, I guess nothing could be kosher if you want with a ho'il, right? Because you could have made it, you could have done everything wrong, so ho'il, you could have done everything wrong, it's as if you did everything wrong. So there's a certain point where it's too far. So but it's going to come from a different point. Amar of Papa, Shani Hosam, De Amarkra, V'Amartam Zevach Pesachu. Right? Because we have a pasuk that indicates that we're not going to look at that hoel like that. Because, what does it say? The pasuk says, V'Amartam, and you said, Zevach Pesachu, it is a Zevach Pesach. Who, so that extra word who, Bahavioso. It is as it is. Right? In its status. Just want to see if Rashi elaborates on exactly how to see this phrase. Okay, right, but it is as it is. Lo who, so this is, I guess, the elaboration where Rashi doesn't need a comment. Who l'shom achirim, sorry, lo who v'l'shom achirim, v'or lo achirim l'shmo. That there's a special din by a Korban Pesach that it can't be for others, and you can't have others in its name. That it's that the Korban Pesach has to be Korban Pesach, and nothing else can be Korban Pesach. Bizman o shu pasol l'shem acherim. Acherim, all right, so, I'm sorry, I said it right. So, bizmano shu pasol l'shem acherim. So, only bizmano is it going to be pasol because you had, because it was, let's say, lo l'shmo, you had in mind other things. And acherim psulim l'shmo, right, so, and that acherim would be psulim l'shmo. Shalo bizmano, but it's if it's not in the proper zman, shahu kasher l'shem acherim, and acherim ksherim l'shmo. So it's specific, meaning like we have to be mechalik between bizmano and lo bizmano. There's a special din of hu behaviaso. So only during the time of Pesach itself is lishmo and lo lishmo a factor by Korban Pesach. Only if it's bizmano. So if it's now the 14th of Nisan, so now the lishmo and lo lishmo will make a difference. So if something is designated as a Korban Pesach when it's not, or something is supposed to be a Korban Pesach, but he's doing it lo lishmo, bizmano, that's going to play an impact. But if it's not bizmano, then whether you do it l'shem Pesach or l'shem anything else, it's not going to be a problem, right? So if it's lo bizmano, shehu kasher l'shem acherim and acherim kasherim l'shmo. We're only the lishma or not lishmo of a Korban Pesach only has an impact bizmano, not lo bizmano. Okay, now interesting story. Rabbi Simlai also look, which I'll preface with, I don't have a proper a full proper hesber. I'm sure we have to do quite a bit of chazara and some digging in the Mefarshim for more, but just to start us off. Rabbi Simlai also look made Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Simlai came before Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le, he said to him, Nisni li mar sefer yuchsin. Teach me, let the master teach me sefer yuchsin. So what's sefer yuchsin? So on the surface, it would look like a book of yichus, right? It looks like a book of family trees. That's not how Rashi understands it. Rashi understands it, Sefer Yuchsin, Masnisa de Divrei Hayamim. Sounds like Brisos regarding Divrei Hayamim, right? Divrei Hayamim is the last Sefer in Tanakh. And it is a simple way to put it, it's a story of the lineage of the Jewish people, right? It starts with a lineage of Adam, goes all the way through through Malchus Beis David, and that's the Brisos written on it. Now we know in Gemaras and other places, for example, Sota discusses this. The Divrei Yamim, Divrei Yamim is very complicated because there are a lot of contradictions. With internal contradictions and external contradictions to other places in the Torah, where we see certain people that we know and love from, I don't know, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, a little bit less, and then we see them in Devarim, and they're like married to different people and have many children we didn't know they had, and Chazal have to work to interpret what a lot of these things mean, and a lot of the names are the same people, and a lot of the names are references to character traits, etc. So anyway, presumably these Brisos are dealing extensively with all of these contradictions. And Marsha discusses why Rashi felt compelled to say this. We'll see a proof later on in the Gemara why we might indeed interpret this as a Brisos of Divrei Yamim. Anyway, Amar Le Mehechanat. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so wait, hold on. Where are you from? Amarle mi Lud. I'm from Lud. The Heichan Mosvach. Where do you live? Where's your dwelling place? Bin Harda. Amarle, he says, Eni don in lo luludim velo nalad hardayim. Sorry, we have a rule. We don't judge. It's interesting. So yeah, Misar Shashas changes it to Shonen. We don't teach it to Ludim and not to Harnadayim. V'chol shachin da'at mi Lud Mosvach ben Hardav. And all the more so you. You know, notice he only tells him the rule after finding out where he's from. A little fishy, right? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, fishy indeed. Ain shown in Sefer Yochanan. Oh, you see over here, Rashi is also go race the gears of the Mesar Shas says. Right, he says, his intention was to push him off, right? Like, happens to be there's only two rules and you're rejected by both. And then he says another pshat, lishna achrina lefisha ina miyuchsin. He says another possibility is that because they're not miyuchsin, right? They don't, meaning they don't have a good yichus themselves. So for some reason they didn't want to teach, Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to teach him this. So just some questions that I don't have the answers to, just to open thoughts about this. So he doesn't want to teach him. Is this principle that we don't teach Ludim and Nahardayim anything? Or specifically Sefer Yuchsin? Presumably Sefer Yuchsin. What is it about them not having a good Yichus that makes us not want to teach them Sefer Yuchsin? Is it something that we don't trust? Is something in their character traits because of the lack of Yichus? Is it possible that there is that there's something in Sefer Yuchsin that for those who don't have a good Yichus, right? Is it like, you know, like is it a coincidence that it's called Sefer Yuchsin and that the thing that's wrong with them is they're lacking Yichus? So maybe there's something that if they learn Sefer Yuchsin the way Chazal would learn it, there would be something that would insult them or something that they would use to their advantage inappropriately. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of mysteries here. More mysteries to come. Question, Solomon?
I mean, I do too. There's a gap of like over 1,000 years at this point.
From where to where?
The time of David HaMelech. I don't know how far Sefer Yuchsin extends. But from the time of David HaMelech to this discussion, when it's taking place, we've got like 1,000+ years interval. So yeah. How many families would exactly be affected by information contained therein?
I think there actually is an opinion. I forgot if I heard this here or saw it somewhere that it might be that there are certain families. We know nowadays there are people who can trace their lineage back to David HaMelech.
Right.
Now it could be if you had access to these brisos, could be some chashuva families at the time, very influential families or whatever, who claimed yichus.
I guess you're saying they had a mesorah of yichus as well.
I'm suggesting the possibility. Right. For sure. The people who have Mesorah of Yichus today, Mestama got it from people who had it previously.
No, I'm saying that the people in the time of the Gemara, when this was taking place, discussion was taking place, Maisa. So they potentially had a Sefer Yichus of their own to people that are listed in Sefer Yichus.
Yeah. I'm suggesting that possibility. Okay. So now you have like some cluster of people, and a lot of shidduchim are going to be broken up if people get the wrong access to this, or the wrong people get access to this. I'm not sure. Again, it's very, very mysterious, and the mefarshim that I've seen don't say too much to help us out. But it just, you know, it's interesting. Anyway, Gemara continues. Kfiya v'artzi. He forced him, but it sounds like he forced him v'artzi, but he was willing. Right, so he pressed him, I guess. Amar Le, Nisneh Begimel Yarchi. So he says, let's learn it for 3 months. Is there a 3 month course we can do to get all the Yuchsin credits that I need to pass on next level smicha? So that was the mistake. Shakol Kala Pesach Be. He took a clod of dirt and threw it at him. Okay. Amarlay, he's gonna clearly it. So what's the shakal kala pasuk bay? So the Ben Yoyada says that I think it's kala is kala on. I think it is. Okay, we could double check the gematria, but I think it's a gematria of anova that the guy was being arrogant. So by saying that I can learn all of Sefer Yuchsin in just 3 months. So he threw a kala at him. He threw a nova at him. He's trying to humble him. So pasha pshat, a good way to humble someone is throw a cloud of dirt at them. Remez is that it also is the gematria of anova, right? 131 anova, 70, 127. No, it's off. So we have to figure out the gematria. There's some gematria to anova or nivus here. We have to double check that after. But in another pshat also, I think Ben Yehuda says is that he says ani afar va'efer is a lashon of humility of I'm afar. So he threw dirt at him, saying you should be in the kafram, be more humble. And then anyway, he proceeds to explain why he's so arrogant. Amar Leh, he says uma bruria de besahu de Reb Meir barte de Reb Chanina ben Trajon. So we have a bruria who is the wife of Reb Meir and the daughter of Reb Chanina ben Trajon. That she would learn 300 teachings a day, 300 like halachos a day from 300 different rabbanim. So presumably she is really brilliant. And she wasn't yotze her chiyuv, which doesn't mean her chiyuv. Rashi says lo yachal lishnosa b'shloshanim, meaning her not her real obligation, but I guess what she obligated herself to do, meaning this project, right? She set out a special project to learn Sefer Yuchsin, and it took her 3 years. Viat, and you're not the level of Bruria, which is all right. At Amart, Betlasa Yarcha, you're going to do it in 3 months? Also, very interesting. I forgot, Bishim Hum, what's Bruria going around? 300, you know, why would someone go to 300 Rabbanim and learn 300 Halachos? You know, ask one Rebbe or whatever. So that people didn't want to teach her. That the Rebbeim didn't want to teach her because, take a guess, right? It was a less progressive world, right? They didn't want to teach a woman. So but she would walk and say, teach me one halacha. They teach her one halacha. They weren't giving her shir, but she learned one halacha. And Chazal she's praised for this. And I forgot what some of the Alchemy mentions. Like she's like praised greatly for this. And I forgot if it's Ben Huyad or Mashar. For someone mentions that there's a discussion about teaching a daughter Gemara and it's considered like tiflus. But this is not a violation of that because she went herself, and if she went herself to do it, then the Chacham or Mechazik, such a woman who did this. Anyway, but this is Bruria, and she was absolutely brilliant, and you are no Bruria, my friend. So take a dirt clod. Have a nice day. Kishok yavazo. So when he was like getting ready to leave, Amar Leh, he said, Rebbe, ma bein lishmo v'shalo lishmo, la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav. Right? So this is obviously why we're bringing the story here. He says, just before he leaves, he says, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And he says, wait, hold on, Rebbe, I have one question about Korban Pesach. What's the difference between shalo lishmo and if a Korban Pesach was both lishmo and lo lishmo, which we know now is problematic, to la'ochlav and shalo la'ochlav, right? See, like both of them sound like they're like partially good, partially bad, right? If I hadn't, I had in mind that this should be for Korban Pesach, and then it should also be for Shlomim, so that's partially l'shmo, partially l'shmo, we said it's a problem. But if you do it for la'ochlav and shalo la'ochlav, that's like, this korban is for the people who are going to eat it, and also some people who can't eat it, because they're old, because they're sick, because they're tummy, because they're uncircumcised. Right, so that's fine. Why does the first the lishmo and lo lishmo does not work, and lochlev v'shalo lochlev does work? Now, really, we answered this in a, I think just based on psukim previously, but Rabbi Yochanan is going to give another answer for this.
Just that it also explains the reason, the seemingly obvious question of hol oral. Why is he asking the question about why an oral and non oral together does not invalidate? We know that from a pasuk. He's trying to understand. He's trying to learn. Since there you have a combination of kosher and pasuk, and it's still kosher, so why not the same lishmo shlo lishmo? You have conflicting, competing kosher not
concepts. Right.
Why is it different?
Yeah. Trying to understand from like a level of svara. So Amar Leh, he says to him, "Hovat subim erbanonat. Since you're a young budding Talmud Chacham, come ve'emalach, and I'm going to tell you." Right. All of a sudden, he changes his tune a little bit. Oh, you want halacha? I could talk to you all day about. Let's talk halacha. Right. He knew what to say last minute. Lishmo v'shlo lishmo. So psulo begufo. There's a psul in the guf itself, meaning in the essence of the karban. La'ochlav shalo la'ochlav ain psula begufo, but regarding lochlav and lo'ochlav, it's not a psul in the guf, in the essence of the carbon, right? The carbon's not lacking its proper machshava. It's just there's an external thing, you know, like the bilim is off. Right, so Rashi says davar acherhu. Okay, so it's that's one difference. That's why we'd be more strict when it comes to lishma because it's a psul b'gufo. Another problem, another difference. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo yifshar levarer isuro. If it's lishmo and lo lishmo, you can't be mevarer the iser, meaning you can't distinguish the usher part of the carbon. I'll explain that in a moment. Lo ochlav v'shelo lo ochlav efshar levarer isuro. But if it's designated for people who will eat it, people who won't eat it, you can be mevarer the iser, meaning When an animal is designated lishmo and lo lishmo, so the whole animal, it's not like this half is lishmo and this half is lo lishmo. The entire animal is both lishmo and lo lishmo. So I can't be mevarer, like which part is us and which part is not. However, if I did it for people who are ochlov and people who are not ochlov, so lemaisa, like the, right, you know, like you look at a big thing coming to the table and say, oh, that leg has my name on it, right? You can identify. There's part of it is going to be for Reuven, part of it for Shimon, part of it for Levi, part of it for Yehuda. Now, if Yehuda's an Arel and Levi's Tame and Shimon's old and Reuven can have it, so I can identify. Okay, this leg is good and these three legs are bad. You know, you can actually be Mavarer. Yeah.
So you're talking about Brera, essentially. Quasi, not exactly.
I mean, literally, the word Brera is here. The Mevarer, so, yeah.
True. I'm just thinking that the second answer goes on the first answer. It's contingent, sort of, on the first answer, unless you say Brera. It's one or the other. Meaning, if you don't say Brera, so then it has to really go on the first answer, which is Begufo and not Begufo. So since the Psul is not Begufo, therefore you're saying,
very good. Very,
if
so,
a person who's a Psul, or Shlo the Ochlo,
so very good.
Transmits a Psul on the entirety of the goof of the animal, then it doesn't matter that some people yes, no.
Okay.
It's like injecting poison into the animal. Both things are going to die regardless.
Right, very good. So we'll see Rav Ashi in a few lines. We'll get there in a moment. Yes, good, excellent. So now, that's another point. Also, third difference, lishmo v'shelo lishmo yeshno badala devodos. By lishmo and lo lishmo, it's problematic at each of the four avodos of the dam. Lo ochlo v'shelo lo ochlo eino ba'arba avodos. But regarding the ochlov, that's only a factor, not by the arba avodos, I think only by shlita, right? Or is it ena arba avodos? Din machsheves ochlim bezrika. Yeah. So by zrika, it's not a factor. I forgot. I thought it was only.
It's only
shlita. Yeah. So why does Rashi say ena arba avodos? Din machsheves ochlim bezrika. Machsheves achila lo shaycha bekarben tivor.
It can't possibly at all parts of the avodos.
It can't
possibly at all four parts.
Okay. Doesn't it only possible? Doesn't only possible after
not four, but yes, by one. It's sort of a
right, but it only passes by shchita, right?
Correct.
So okay, it's a little funny. A little funny that Rashi explains it like that. Okay, sorry, Chayin, and Chazar Mir Tisham. In Rav and Lishmo v'Shlo Lishmo Yeshno but Tzibor Kiviyachid. When it comes to Lishmo and Lishmo, so you have such an issue of having something lo lishmo by the tzibor and by the yachid, lo ochlov shelo lo ochlov eino b'tzibor kibayachid, but the psul of ochlov and lo ochlov or lo ochlov is not by tzibor kibayachid because it only happens by karban pesach, which is a karban yachid, not a karban tzibor. So these are four differences why we are more strict by lo lishmo and lishmo, by lishmo and lo lishmo combination more than by lo ochlov shelo lo ochlov. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, I agree with Shlomo. Psula begufo, v'efshar levarer, isuro chada milsehi. Varer isuro, sorry, I read that wrong. Levarer isuro chada milsehi. That's really the same thing. Dema tam amar psula begufo. Like, what does it mean that it's psula begufo? Mishum di efshar levarer isuro. Because you're not able to be mevarer the iser. So it's goof is psula, and you're, and therefore you can't differentiate between different parts of it. Okay, if you're interested, do a few more lines. Closing up the Sefer Yuchsin Agarata. Amar Rami Barav Yuda, Amar Rav. Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin, from the day that the Sefer Yuchsin was hidden, Rashi says, Nishtakach, forgotten, not hidden. which I believe I heard was like attributed to Machlokas about the between like Rashi and the Rambam how Torah Shebaal Peh was written in the first place. So I forgot exactly how that plays out, but basically it's Rashi specifically says forgotten and not hidden, because Rashi is of the opinion that it actually wasn't really written down. This was all Torah Shebaal Peh, the Sefer Yuchsin. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, since the day that it was hidden or forgotten, Tashach Kochan Shel Chachamim, that the strength of the Chachamim was weakened, the Kiha Meor Einayim, and the light of their eyes was dimmed. So this was a big loss, apparently. Amar Mar Zutra bein Eitzel leEitzel to Inu Dalad Meagamli de Drasha. Between Eitzel and Eitzel, Eitzel and Eitzel, Rashi says, last Rashi, Meitzel Eitzel Shnei Mikros Hein Uparsha Gedola Binehen. These are two psukim, I believe in the third and fourth parak of Divrei Hayamim. In the eighth and ninth parak, which is looking at the Torah or HaShalem with the full psukim. Atzel, right, there's an Atzel in Ches Lamed Ches, and another one in Tes Mem Dalid. So it's like around a perek between these two psukim that have the word Eitzel, who's a person actually, Atzel, sorry. And the Brisos of Sefer Yochsin, just on these two comments, between these two psukim, to Inu Dalad Mea Gamli Drasha. You can have it's four camels loads worth of drushos. And we typically don't measure drushos by camel loads, but that's the measure given here. And the common 400 that we see throughout the writings of Chazal, which many understand to be an exaggerated number, like 400 benches were added the day the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah opened up the Beis Medrash, and 400 barrels that Yalta broke, and 400, there's a lot of 400s. Rabbi Preda taught his Talmud 400 times, so 400 is like one of these numbers that's used. We see it in the Torah a few times, actually. We saw it last week, right? Esau was coming with 400 men while Yaakov davened to Hashem, and we have it the 400 silver coins of a couple weeks earlier that were paid for Ephron, and we have the 400 years of Shiva Mitzrayim that was a couple of weeks earlier. Those are the three 400s in the Torah. I think we assume more the Torah is Dafka. Chazal, many understand that it's Lav Dafka, but anyway, that this is these camel loads of drushos were unfortunately lost when the Sefer Yuchsin was Nignaz. So, Mr. Shem, we should hopefully have access to that soon.